Trent predicted you would balloon up nicely during your inactivity.
Like, you know, he knows what he's talking about.
Matt, how are you feeling, percentage-wise, maybe?
I don't know that I have percentages, but I felt good. You know, I'm not really in competitive shape right now, but in terms of the shoulder that I had surgery on, that feels great. So I'm happy I had the surgery, and it was definitely a success.
What's your timetable right now, do you think, getting back out there? And
well, I mean, I'm out there. I'm ready. If they want to call my number, I'm ready. But I think they're giving a lot of snaps to Seneca and David right now. So I just have to keep improving and try to get, you know, into playing shape and get ready to, you know, hopefully have my number called.
Why do you want to be out there now instead of just maybe kind of waiting and hearing on the side of caution?
Well, it's not too difficult what I'm doing. I wear that big red jersey out there. No one's allowed to touch me, so it's not like I'm putting myself in harm's way. Plus, we've got some new guys in new positions, and you know, it'd be nice to get out there and throw the ball a little bit.
One thing we've heard since Nate and Dan have been here is, you know, the rapport thing. Mm-hmm. Where are you at on that, and when will it accelerate?
Well, we've got the relationship. I mean, we got a great group of guys, and just talking about Nate and Dion, who are both new to our team. I feel as comfortable with those two guys as teammates as I do anybody. It's just a matter of getting them on the field when no one's around, just throwing 500 balls day after day, just getting to that point where we can do that with our eyes closed. And that'll come with time. Both those guys are here this offseason. I'm here this offseason. So I think we can accomplish the football side of it as well.
What did you get out of the offseason, and kind of when you did a little retrospective of last year, just from a personal standpoint and where you guys can go this year?
Well, every year your team's different. Your roster's different. So you try to come together that way with the people who are there. And then the other thing is just there's so many things that you need to work on. Even though we're all professional football players, we all have a lot of weaknesses and things that we need to work on. So I've got a whole bunch of things that I'm trying to work on, and you know, the off season's the time to do that, because when you start the season, it's not about fundamentals, it's about X's and O's and getting first downs and that kind of stuff.
How do you feel about not having Darryl around anymore?
Well, it's, you know, it's tough when you're a teammate with a guy for so long, and especially a guy that's meant so much to our offense in terms of production and statistics and that kind of thing. But every year it happens. You lose guys that you're close with, and the fortunate thing for us is that we've got a lot of talent at that position. So there's a lot of catches available to whoever wants them. So those guys are working hard.
Matt, the move of Dion into Darryl's spot and then DJ would be the other guy, doesn't that play to their strengths, the spot they're playing at?
I think it's probably more natural positions, you know, with Nate and Hackett being bigger, faster guys over at that split end position. Yeah, you're probably right.
Matt, this is somewhat old news, but Jeremy's not coming back. How would you characterize his, you teammate with him for a number of years, how would you characterize his?
He was a great teammate. He worked hard for me all the time. I really appreciated the effort that he gave, and even the selflessness that he had. You know, he was in a situation where he was back and forth starting and not starting with Atula Mealy. You know, all of his problems stem from one thing, and that was alcohol. You know, if you take alcohol out of the equation, he's a perfect teammate and a great kid. So, you know, my hope for him is that he's able to, you know, put those problems behind him and have a successful career.
What do you get with Pollard here if you had a chance to?
He's a great guy. If he's half the player that he is as a person, you know, we're in good shape. And just seeing him after two practices today, he was great. He has a lot of speed. He's quick. He runs great routes. And probably the biggest thing is he's, you know, he's very smart. He's a football player. He's been around, knows what he's doing.
Is there any reason you think it might be limited at all beyond this camp?
No, I mean, just being in shape. I just think that I just got to get in shape.
Are you
a little
surprised at kind of how fast
this has gone for you? Or, I mean, it hasn't gone as fast for me. You know, it's hard work. I'm in that training room all day, every day, and it's not that much fun. Flying around the country, seeing doctors and people, and it hasn't been fun.
But it's safe to say you're kind of ahead of schedule.
I'm definitely ahead of schedule.
Was it a sense of relief for you when they re-signed Chris Gray, especially now that, I mean, Spencer may be banged up?
Absolutely. Of all the things I stressed about this offseason, re-signing Chris Gray was probably the thing that caused me to lose the most hair, and I don't have that much left to lose. So. But having him back was definitely a comfort level, a huge comfort level with me, for me having him back, and you know, and obviously today. I mean,
how do you envision going forward as far as the calls that Rowdy handled, how do you think that's going to be handled this next season?
It would be really, really tough to lose a guy like Robbie Tobeck without Chris Gray on the team. You know, I think that's probably there's such a void there with Tobeck gone, just in a leadership role and also an experience level. So having Chris definitely is going to help that.
Anything else?
Thanks, Matt.